the SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.
For the SOH News Roundup, week ending Friday, May 13th, I'm Rich Crankshaw with AsiaCast. In this bulletin, Democracy Party members targeted in eastern China. Lin Zhao remembered. Independent media under threat in Taiwan, and stolen koala found in trash bin. But first, our SOH focus on China. Recently, SOH received several reports from eastern China's Zhejiang province of Democracy Party members being arrested. Zhu Yufu was detained February 19th and Xue Mingkai April 23rd, both on charges of inciting subversion of state power, a rather poorly defined charges, often leveled against dissidents. The Democracy Party told our Chinese reporters it was targeted by the Zhejiang authorities because they have been very active in the province and the regime has not been able to silence them. Relatives of the two activists have been harassed and at least one local lawyer has been scared off from defending Zhu Yufu. The Democracy Party said they were trying to find a lawyer from out of the province to take care of the case. Part of the problem is that China's judiciary, including the body granting lawyers licenses to practice, is not independent from the regime. Dozens of people in China spontaneously visited the tomb of famous dissident Lin Zhao April 29th on the 43rd anniversary of her death. SOH spoke to some of those who went to pay their respects to Lin Zhao. They said about 40 people, mostly from Shanghai and Suzhou, were at the outspoken dissident's tomb, adding there were also several carloads of plainclothes police by the roadside monitoring those inside. Lin Zhao, like many intellectuals, became a victim of Mao Zedong's 1957 Hundred Flowers movement. Arrested in 1960 for being a counter-revolutionary, she continued to pen critical commentary about Mao while in prison, famously using her own blood to write with. Many in China regard her as a heroine who fought for dignity, freedom, and democracy. Sand and dust storms hit a large portion of northern and northeastern China for the second consecutive day, Thursday, May 12th. Cities have been blanketed in yellow clouds, disrupting transportation. The sandstorms hit Jilin and Heilongjiang province in the northeast Wednesday, May 11th, bringing with them huge amounts of dust. The local weather bureau rated the air quality hazardous and advised people to stay inside. In Inner Mongolia, sandstorms covered some of its cities in orange clouds of dust Wednesday, May 11th, reducing visibility and causing two airports to cancel all flights. SOH takes a look across the wider Asia-Pacific. A Taiwanese government-controlled telecommunications company has decided to shut down the satellite broadcasts to China of a TV station providing independent, uncensored China news. Critics say this decision was meant to curry favor with the Chinese regime and represents a threat to Taiwan's own democracy. On April 11th, Taiwan's Chunghwa Telecom informed NTD, Asia Pacific Television, its contract will be terminated in August. NTD Asia Pacific was told Chunghwa's new satellite lacked the capacity to carry their signal. This is despite Chunghwa's own website announcing their new satellite will offer expanded service coverage, higher transmitting power, more transponders, and increased bandwidth. Taiwan's government owns 35% of Chunghwa's shares. Five of nine directors and two of three supervisors are government officials. The political opposition in Taiwan have strongly criticized Chunghwa's actions. Taiwan's National Communications Commission has agreed to hear NTD Asia Pacific's complaint. Coming up on AsiaCast, Japanese nuclear evacuees get brief visits home, Thailand announces elections, and time travel to help Samoan businesses. First, SOH Network's Shen Yun quote of the day. Betty Liu is a television anchor in New Jersey. She saw a recent Shen Yun performance at the New Jersey State Theater.
Well, I brought my kids here, my twin boy, 6 years old, and they love it. I mean, the colors, the dancing, the acrobatics, it's beautiful. And so it's everything that I want my kids to see. My family is from Shanghai, and, growing up in the United States, I knew that I always wanted to stay close to my culture, so I wanted to bring my children here so that they would learn more about China and Chinese history. What did I learn about Chinese culture? It's very rich. It's a very long history. Listening to you know, to them talking about the uniting of China, the Terracotta Warriors, all of that, I think is you know, it helps me reiterate. I mean, I knew a lot about Chinese history, but it helps reiterate sort of what I've learned before, and it allows me to teach them also much about Chinese history in a fun way. The costumes are beautiful. The colors, the way it's all choreographed, it's just all so well put together. I mean, I expected that anyway, but just the, you know, the visual element of all of this is beautiful. And the storytelling, the way that the dancers tell you about Chinese history through the costumes and through the dancing and the acrobatics, all of that, I just think it's really amazing. And it reminds me of my own childhood, because my parents would take me to sometimes these performances as well. Not this one in particular, but they would take me to similar performances, and it makes me remember my own childhood.
Step into a world of beauty, majesty, and enchantment. Shenyun Performing Arts brings to life classical Chinese dance and music in an exhilarating and unforgettable show. The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Crankshaw. Around 100 evacuees from the exclusion zone around Japan's crippled nuclear power plant were allowed a brief visit home Tuesday, May 10th. Residents from Kawachi Village had just 2 hours to collect personal belongings and for some to check on farm animals. It was their first trip back since the Fukushima Daiichi plant leaked radiation after the March 11th quake and tsunami. Japan's prime minister announced the same day he would give up his prime minister's salary until the nuclear crisis is over. As the hilly Kulu region of India's Himachal Pradesh grows ever more popular with tourists, so does the state's pollution problems. Studies reveal atmospheric pollutants are increasing day by day. A rise in vehicles in the region is the main cause of increasing pollution. The region's tourism peaks during the dry season when it's very dusty. The government is conducting various studies on finding ways to lessen the pollution. Thailand is set for a general election July 3rd in what is expected to be a close contest. Some are concerned the violent political conflict that has dogged the country for 5 years could reignite. Thailand's prime minister said the election has been endorsed by the king. The Thai parliament was dissolved Tuesday, May 10th. In 2006, a bloodless coup removed the previous Thai prime minister and plunged the country into a political crisis. The election may be an opportunity to heal political divisions, but some fear it could reignite the chaos which led to the deaths of 91 people last year. The South Pacific island nation of Samoa is turning to time travel as a way of boosting its economy. Samoa said it is switching to the west side of the international dateline. It will be easier to do business with its biggest trading partners, Australia and New Zealand. The move will mean the country jumps forward by 1 day when the switch takes place. Samoa is currently 21 hours behind Sydney, but from December 29th, it will be 3 hours ahead. The change comes 119 years after Samoa moved in the opposite direction to aid trade with the U.S. and Europe. On a lighter note, a Nepalese man set a new world record when he reached the summit of Mount Everest for the 21st time Wednesday, May 11th. The tourism ministry said Apa Sherpa broke the record he set last year for the number of ascents to the world's tallest peak. Apa Sherpa first climbed the mountain in 1990. Since 2008, he has been climbing Everest as part of an expedition to collect trash, such as oxygen cylinders, tent poles, tents, and other mountaineering equipment from the mountain. The expedition also seeks to highlight the effects of climate change. It's good news for the Australian Wildlife Park near Sydney. Their stolen koala was found. The elderly koala known as Banjo was taken from his enclosure Monday, May 9th, during the night. But on Wednesday, May 11th, the park received a tip-off and found Banjo stashed in a plastic trash bin. The 13-year-old appeared frightened and mildly dehydrated, but otherwise in good condition. According to park authorities, this is the first time a koala has been stolen from a zoo in Australia. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.